Section 6. Praised be to thee, O Lord my God. I swear by thy might. Successive afflictions have withheld the pen of the Most High from laying bare that which is hidden from the eyes of thy creatures. And incessant trials have hindered the tongue of the divine ordainer from proclaiming the wonders of thy glorification and praise. With a stammering tongue, therefore, I call upon thee, O my God. And with this my afflicted pen, I occupy myself in remembrance of thy name. Is there any man of insight, O my God, that can behold thee with thine own eye? And where is the thirsty one who can direct his face towards the living waters of thy love? I am the one, O my God, who hath blotted out from his heart the remembrance of all except thee, and hath graven upon it the mysteries of thy love. Thine own might beareth me witness. But for tribulations, how could the assured be distinguished from the doubters among thy servants? They who have been inebriated with the wine of thy knowledge, these, verily, hasten to meet every manner of adversity in their longing to pass into thy presence. I implore thee, O beloved of my heart, and the object of my soul's adoration, to shield them that love me from the faintest trace of evil and corrupt desires. Supply them, then, with the good of this world and of the next. Thou art verily he whose grace hath guided them aright, he who hath declared himself to be the all-merciful. No God is there but thee, the all-glorious, the supreme helper.